Foundation is a volunteer-led, Toronto-based Canadian charitable organization that fosters creativity and cultivates reading and writing in youth across Canada. Founded in 2015, Ripple creates free community programs for children and youth to improve their reading and writing skills, but also their creative flair and leadership skills. Ripple believes that cultivating creativity and education in youth has the potential to shape the leaders of tomorrow. Joining me now is Ivy Wong to discuss Ripple Foundation's Write It workshops, which are kicking off today. Welcome to What She Said, Ivy.
Hi.
This is a very exciting initiative. So tell me about Write It workshops.
So we've been doing the writing workshop. We did a test pilot back in 2018. 2019, a program was approved by Toronto Public Library. And so with that partnership, we've been delivering in-person writing workshop at public libraries throughout Canada. It's been pretty amazing, targeting grade 4 to grade 8.
So grade 4 to grade 8. Okay, that's good to know, because I was going to sign up for myself. I'd like to get my writing skills up there. It sounds like such a great program. And with so many people at home and parents looking for ways to keep their kids occupied, your timing on this could not be better.
Yes. So with this current situation, we just launched and we're piloting on this Saturday, doing a virtual workshop. So what we've done is that we have taken our existing workshops, we have adapted it to create downloadable activity sheets so that kids can download and work on their own without the intervention of requiring an instructor or a parent aside, you know, so they can continue and foster their creativity, their writing skills at home. And the Facebook Live is to facilitate all these activity sheets. There will be an instructor. She'll be walking through, answering any questions that there will be. It's only 20 minutes, and we're doing that for 3 consecutive Saturdays.
So these are like master classes for writing for youth. It's such a great way for kids to develop their creative writing. And I think that given current circumstances, creativity is key to getting through this, isn't it?
It is. So for the 3 classes, okay, they'll be talking about plot creation, character developments, and how to brainstorm, right? So we're doing it in snippets because we realize that, you know, we want to keep it very engaging and very succulent.
Okay. So you have a mantra then. So tell me about that.
Well, I mean, the thing is, like, so we have... The creative writing workshop is just one of the 3 program, and this is what we're focusing on. We also have a writing contest, and we also have, you know, the wave bot, right? The mantra is really we believe that by fostering creativity and having reading and writing skills will help you to bring the next skills in terms of leadership roles. So, yeah.
And I would agree with that, because I think that, you know, when you're able to very explicitly state your feelings or how you would like things to be, the more effective you are in life in general. So developing those skills through writing is such a great skill to have. So you have 80 workshops across Canada last year?
Yes.
And this year, how many?
Yeah, and this year so far, we've already had 125 signed up, right?
And sorry, this is across Canada, not just Toronto.
Across Canada. Yeah,
amazing.
And public libraries. And what's great about public libraries is that, you know, it's very community-based. And so most of the volunteers that are volunteer at those public libraries are basically giving back within their own community. So that's something that's it's pretty awesome.
And who are the people who are leading these workshops?
Some of them have full-time jobs. Some of them are recent grads. Some of them are stay-at-home parents, right? So we provide all the online training, all the lessons planned, you know, and all that virtually, right? It is a very low commitment because it's only 1 hour on that Saturday for that. It's an after-school program, and each of the workshops is only 1 hour, right? So they can do one Saturday, like for 1 hour, or a weeknight for 1 hour.
Okay, so so set times then for this, or whenever they have the time to get online?
So basically, it is set time. It is really set time. Okay, so in terms of the physical, the in person, they always have to go through a vulnerability check because they are dealing with kids, and we tend to send at least a minimum of 3 volunteers per workshops because with a class of 20 size, we want to make sure that they're working in a small group. So all the kids get a chance to participate.
Okay, amazing. So if parents want to find out more about this, where can they find you online?
RippleFoundation.ca.
Okay, great. If that's that easy and they're in.
Yes, that's it. It is very, very easy.
Okay, thank you so much for joining me today, Ivy. I'm sure a lot of parents are going to take you up on this amazing offer to keep their kids amused during this pandemic. Mm-hmm.